Hey everyone, ready for a deep dive. Today we're tackling something I'm really fascinated by, human-AI collaboration. You know, forget those killer robots from the movies. We're talking about how AI can actually make our work lives way better. And to guide us, we've got a fantastic resource, a guide from XR1 AI Consulting. They're the pros at helping businesses figure out this whole human-AI teamwork thing. So no robots taking over, but working with us.
Yeah, it's really interesting how AI is going from this like scary thing to a really powerful tool. You know, like imagine architects using AI to test thousands of designs in like seconds, checking if they're energy efficient, strong stuff humans alone would take forever to do. That's not replacing architects. It's giving them superpowers.
Okay, I'm already seeing the potential here. I like that. But why is this teamwork between humans and AI so important right now?
You know, if you think about it, AI is great at the stuff that we humans find kind of draining, like the crunching huge amounts of data, spotting patterns that we might miss, or doing the same task over and over again perfectly every
Oh
time.
yeah, that stuff can get tedious.
Exactly. But us humans, we bring creativity to the table. That big picture thinking, those gut feelings and emotional intelligence that AI still can't quite grasp.
So it's not about AI taking over, it's more like AI taking care of the things we're not so good at, which lets us really excel at what we do best.
Exactly. It's like a thing of a chef, and they have this super fast sous chef who preps all the ingredients perfectly. The chef still comes up with the menu, experiments, makes the dish beautiful, but the AI is taking care of the chopping, the measuring, all the prep work.
Okay, I love that analogy. So it's not humans versus AI, it's humans and AI, like this unbeatable team. But how do we make this work in reality, not just in theory?
You know, that's where XR1's guide really comes in handy. It breaks it all down, starting with how to figure out what tasks AI should handle. You know, we have to figure out what AI excels at and what still needs that human touch.
So less about competition, more about finding the right fit for everyone.
Exactly. Like imagine you work in finance, right? AI can go through millions of transactions instantly, looking for signs of fraud. Things like spending spikes or weird activity that might mean someone's identity has been stolen.
Oh, that's scary.
But then human investigators, they come in with their experience and gut feelings to really dig into those suspicious cases that the AI flagged.
That's such a good example. So AI does the heavy lifting, but the human is still the detective in charge, like the final word. What other examples are in the guide?
Let's take healthcare. AI can analyze a patient's data in seconds, suggesting potential diagnoses based on tons of other similar cases. But ultimately, it's the doctor, with their understanding of the patient and their years of experience, who makes the final call on treatment.
That makes sense. So it's like AI is this like superpowered second opinion. But the doctor still has that human element of care and judgment, which is so crucial. This all sounds amazing for efficiency and getting things done well. But I'm curious, how does this teamwork actually get put into practice? Like integrating AI into our everyday work.
That's key. And XR1, they really hit the nail on the head there. First, no one wants to struggle with technology, so the interfaces have to be user-friendly, easy to use. But just as important is the feedback loop. Like, humans got to check the AI's work, make sure it's on the right track, and, you know, help train it to be even smarter over time.
So we're not just handing things over to the AI and crossing our fingers. It's a constant back and forth.
Exactly. It's a real partnership. Think about marketing teams using AI to analyze customer data. The AI can find those trends that we humans might miss, but then it's the human marketers who use that info to create those awesome campaigns to connect with customers on an emotional level.
Makes sense.
So AI provides the insights, and humans turn those insights into action.
Okay, I'm convinced this human AI collaboration thing is the future. But now I'm wondering, what skills do we need to be successful in this new world? Like, what do we need to learn?
That's a great question. And the guide tackles that head on. One of the biggest things is data literacy. Like being able to understand what the AI is telling you, those insights, and then use that information to make good decisions.
Data literacy, I've heard that term before. But To be honest, it sounds a little intimidating.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to become a data scientist all of a sudden?
No, no, you don't have to panic. It's more about getting comfortable with data. You know, think of it like learning a new language, the language of data.
Okay.
So you can communicate with your AI teammate.
So not a data expert, but like data conversational, I can get behind that. What else should we be thinking about? So the data literacy, check.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing there's more to this skills toolkit for the AI-powered workplace, right?
Oh, absolutely. The guide also talks about AI familiarity. You don't have to be a coder or anything like that.
Okay.
But understanding the basics of, you know, how AI works,
yeah,
what it's good at, what it's not good at, that helps you use these tools better.
So kind of like, you know, knowing how your car works, even if you can't rebuild the engine.
Exactly.
You still want to know what that weird noise might mean.
Right, right.
So you can, like, get it checked out.
Yeah, yeah. It's about being able to spot potential issues, knowing when you can trust the AI and when you maybe need to double check things.
Makes sense.
And in a field like AI, that's changing so fast.
Oh, yeah.
Adaptability is huge. Yeah. Like being comfortable with change, eager to learn new stuff, and, you know, being able to pivot when things shift.
That makes a lot of sense. This whole AI world is moving at warp speed.
It is.
So we got to be like agile, not rigid.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, even though we're talking about AI, all those classic collaboration skills,
yeah,
they still matter.
Okay.
Communication, listening, working well in teams, that's key for any partnership, you know, human, AI, or just human.
It's interesting how those, like, core human skills are still so vital, even as tech gets more and more advanced.
Absolutely. So we've talked about the why, the how of this human AI thing, but now let's talk benefits.
Okay, let's get to the good stuff.
Right.
What's in it for us humans?
Right. The guide lays out some seriously exciting benefits for both, you know, companies and individuals. First up, efficiency and productivity.
Ah, the holy grail.
Right. Like when AI takes over those tedious tasks, the stuff we all hate.
Yeah.
We can focus on higher value, more impactful work.
So less time on things we dread, more time for the work that actually gets us excited.
Exactly. Imagine you work in customer service.
Okay.
And you've got an AI that, you know, instantly pulls up customer info, suggests solutions while you're on the call.
That'd be amazing.
Right. Faster resolutions, happier customers, less stress for you.
Yeah. A win-win-win.
Exactly.
That would change so many industries for the better.
It really would. Another benefit the guide highlights is enhanced innovation.
Now that's interesting.
Right. AI can actually be a brainstorming partner.
Wait, hold on. AI can be creative. I thought that was like the human thing.
You know, humans are still the champs of true creativity.
Okay.
But AI is an incredible tool for sparking new ideas. Like, think about it. AI can analyze massive amounts of data.
Yeah.
Find patterns we might miss, identify opportunities we wouldn't even think of.
Okay, so it's like AI gives us the raw material, those unexpected connections, and then our brains take over to make something really creative and meaningful.
Exactly. The guide even talks about AI-driven design tools that help teams come up with new products based on customer preferences and market trends, all that.
That is so cool.
It is, right?
It's like having a super-powered research assistant who's like, hey, have you considered this?
Exactly.
What other benefits should we be excited about?
One that's relevant to everyone is improved decision-making.
Okay.
We all have gut feelings.
Oh, yeah.
Which are important, don't get me wrong. But imagine combining that intuition with data-driven insights from AI.
So not replacing our gut, but giving it like a data boost.
Exactly. The guide has this great example from supply chain management.
Okay.
AI can predict demand changes, optimize inventory.
Wow.
Even anticipate disruptions.
That's a lot.
But it's the human manager who makes the final calls using their experience to interpret the AI's recommendations.
So AI gives the forecast, humans bring the like real world wisdom.
Exactly.
Make it all work.
Yeah. And, you know, all this leads to happier employees, too, right?
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
Less stress, more interesting work.
The guide calls it employee empowerment.
I like that.
Like AI takes over the boring stuff.
Yeah.
And we can focus on work that's meaningful, engaging.
So instead of feeling like cogs in a machine,
right,
we can use our talents to make a real difference.
Exactly. Think about lawyers.
Okay.
Using AI to go through tons of documents.
Oh, yeah. Those stacks of papers.
Right. That frees them up to focus on strategy, client advocacy, those complex arguments.
So they can be lawyers, not paper pushers.
Exactly. That's got to improve job satisfaction.
Yeah, across so many professions.
It really should. Okay, so you're on board with this human AI collaboration.
I'm definitely seeing the potential.
Right.
But I'm also a realist. There's got to be some challenges, right?
Of course. Like, what does the guide say about the bumps in the road?
So about those bumps in the road, even the coolest new tech has got to have a few glitches, right?
Yeah, you're right. An XR1's guide, it doesn't try to hide the challenges.
Okay,
right. But it offers real solutions, you know?
I like that. Practical advice, not just problems.
Right.
So what are some of the big hurdles we face with this whole humans and AI working together thing?
Well, one of the most common is resistance to change.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's natural, right, to be a little wary of new tech, especially if it feels like it could disrupt our jobs.
Makes sense. Change can be scary, especially when it comes to how we make a living.
Absolutely. We like to know what to expect, and AI can feel like a big unknown.
It does.
But as the guide points out, communication and training are key.
Okay.
It's about helping people understand that AI isn't this job-stealing monster, you know?
Right.
It's a tool that, if used right, can actually make our jobs better, more interesting, less stressful.
So instead of fearing AI, we need to learn how to make it work for us.
Exactly. It's like learning to ride a powerful horse.
Okay, I like that.
It could throw you off, but it could also take you places you never imagined.
Yeah, it's a great analogy.
And that's where training is so important. Giving people the skills and knowledge to work confidently with AI.
Right. Build that trust.
Exactly.
What other challenges does the guide talk about?
Trust and transparency are crucial, too.
We need to be able to trust these AI systems we're working with.
Yeah.
But that trust comes from understanding how they work.
Okay.
Knowing their strengths and their weaknesses.
That makes sense.
It's not enough to just get an AI's recommendation.
Right.
We need to understand the why behind it.
It's like if your doctor said, take this medicine, but didn't explain what it was for or how it worked.
Exactly. You'd be hesitant.
I would.
The guide calls this explainable AI. Designing systems so humans can see the logic. The factors that led to a decision.
Okay.
That builds trust, but it also helps us catch any bias that might be in the system.
Explainable AI. Got it. So resistance to change, trust and transparency, anything else?
The guide also points out the skill gap.
Oh, right. We talked about that a bit.
Yeah, like with AI becoming more common in the workplace, we're going to need people with the skills to work alongside these smart machines.
We talked about data literacy, AI familiarity, anything else we should be thinking about?
The guide really emphasizes continuous learning.
Upskilling, you know?
Okay.
This tech is evolving so fast, what we know today might be outdated tomorrow.
That's true.
So it's about being a lifelong learner, staying curious, and being willing to adapt.
It's almost like AI is pushing us to be even more human.
You know, in a way, it's
more adaptable, curious, open to new things.
Exactly. And the guide encourages companies to invest in their employees, you know?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Training, workshops, chances to try out new AI tools.
It's a win-win. The company gets skilled workers and the employees get to learn.
Exactly.
So this future with AI, it's going to require us to really step up our own learning game.
Yeah, I think so.
I feel like we've covered a lot today. The why, the how, the skills, benefits, challenges.
We have.
Anything else we should touch on before we wrap up?
You know, the guide ends on this great question.
Okay.
I think it's a perfect way to close our discussion.
Okay, let's hear it.
It asks, if you could have an AI assistant to handle your least favorite tasks, what would you spend that extra time and energy on?
Wow, that is a brilliant question.
Right.
It really gets to the heart of why this is all so exciting.
Yeah.
It's not just about efficiency. It's about what we could do with that extra time, both at work and in our personal lives.
Exactly. Maybe finally start that passion project you've been putting off.
Yeah.
Deepen your skills or just spend more time with loved ones.
The possibilities are endless.
They are.
And that's what I find so inspiring about this human AI thing.
Yeah.
It's not just about work. It's about life. Using tech to unlock human potential, create a future where we can all thrive.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Huge thanks to XR1 AI Consulting for this insightful guide.
Yes, thank you.
It's given us a glimpse into a future of work that's both exciting and empowering.
It really has.
And to our listeners, keep exploring this world of human AI collaboration.
Yeah, it's full of possibilities.
It's just getting started. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time for another deep dive into a topic that matters.